Okay, welcome to another conversation with a working Irish politician. Another in this series of podcasts which aim to lay bare what Irish political life is really like through an individual case study. And the individual in question is across the table from me here, and he's John Gilroy, and he background is that he narrowly escaped being elected to the Irish Dáil in the last general election, and he's now did get himself elected to the Irish Senate, and he's now the leading spokesman in the Irish Senate for the Irish government on, or certainly he's from the Labour Party, and I think he's also the leading government spokesman on promissory notes and other such matters. Now, this is a holiday week in Ireland, John. This is there is the Dáil or the Oireachtas, and the Senate is not sitting. I better ask you, what have you been doing? We're still paying you during this week, so I want to know what have you been doing this week, and what are you planning to do after you talk to me today?
Morning, Paul. How are you? Yeah, you're right in saying that the Senate isn't sitting. The Senate hasn't sat last week or this week. And we'll be resitting again next Wednesday afternoon at 2:30. That's the time we're due back. That is to say that you're still getting good value for your politicians, because in politics, and we're not, this isn't a complaint, but in politics, there's no real holidays, Paul. There's always something more to be done. Politics is kind of like it'll expand to fill any time that you have.
Well, I have personal experience of that. I'm sitting here having a cup of tea with you, and this guy comes up to us, interrupts us, doesn't say excuse me to me, and he starts talking to you about some local political matter that I presume he was actually lobbying you.
Well, look, I mean, people like to express opinions to their politicians, and I mean, it's part of our job to listen to people. I think, in fact, if politicians did no more than just listen to people and use that, what they hear from listening, to the general good, that would be a good day's work. But look, politics in Ireland is the nature of it is that there, it can become overwhelmed with local work. We're sitting here with Noel Costello, my colleague. He's a Labour Party councillor. And the way I like to work is that I see myself very grandly or not as a national politician, as part of the Irish Parliament. And really what I see my job as is concentrating on policy issues. And there's a local element to it, but the local element is local work, we'll say, is done with Noel and myself and Jim, who's the support staff, and we do that together. But local politicians should do the local work, Paul, and national politicians should have their eye mainly on the national picture.
Okay, that's very good and principled, and I'm glad you can make that clear. But I actually want some concrete, raw stuff about what have you been doing this week, John? I hope, and I say this because we had a bit of a preamble conversation, if you like, but I hope you're not so obsessed with politics that you haven't been doing something else other than, political work.
Yeah, look, I mean, yesterday, lucky enough, we didn't do very much politics at all yesterday. We were playing soccer most of the day. My little girl plays on the Cork team, and their principal.
What Cork team?
Cork under 16 girls soccer.
Where does she play? What position?
She plays up front, striker.
And has she scored any goals this year?
She scored loads of goals this year, but none yesterday, I'm afraid. No one scored any goals yesterday. Lost one game and drew two, and no goals scored. So that was okay. But wasn't the best result they'd be hoping for, but I mean, they wouldn't be too disappointed with it.
So you were one of those people on the sideline shouting at the referee, calling on the ref to send off the other.
Paul, that would be most unsporting, but yes, that's exactly what I was doing, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sport is sport, Paul. Who is the Liverpool manager that said, it's not a matter of life and death, it's much more important than that, and that's...
Yeah, Bill Shankly. Yeah.
So that's a fair
point.
Are
you a Liverpool supporter?
I am not, and funny enough, I don't really support any team. I like soccer, I like coaching soccer, I like watching soccer, and I used to play a lot. To look at me now, you wouldn't think that, but I used to play a lot. But I like soccer, but I don't support
You look
support
a bit
it.
Like George Best became... He put on a bit of weight.
How dare you? No, Paul. I mean, it's been said I have the body of a god.
I withdraw that remark.
It says I have the body of a god, the only god I have, of course, is Buddha. That's the problem. No, we'll have to pass that.
No, we'll put in Laughing Buddha. You know, right. There may be some electors who belong to that mentality, and it's good to mention other perspectives in the conversation.
So anyway, look, let's get back to politics, Paul, very quickly. This week, what I've been doing this week, it's very hard to actually detail what I'm doing without looking at my diary, because when the Oireachtas isn't sitting, your life is so unstructured, you're taking calls.
But where are you going today?
This very day, I'm leaving Cork now in a few minutes, heading for Dublin. I am dropping some art...
And train?
No, I'm going to the car today because I'm dropping some artwork off to the RHA. My wife is in an exhibition there. She's an artist, and she's...
You painter?
Painter, printmaking mainly, yeah. And she's dropping some work in there. I think she's been accepted to the RHA for an exhibition, or if she hasn't, she's submitting work there. So I'm dropping some work off there today. I'll drop into the Dáil then for an hour later on this afternoon. A few small bits and pieces to do, and then I'll head for Galway this evening.
Is that a euphemism of saying I'm going in to sit at the bar with people and have a few pints, or is it actually I'm going into my office and I'm going to do something?
No, there's several things sitting on my desk that need my attention this weekend. So I'll do that and take an hour or so, and then I'm heading for Galway where the Labour Party conference is on for the weekend.
So you're driving 3 hours to Dublin, a couple of hours there.
Yeah.
Drive to
Galway then, yeah. Yeah, I'll get to Galway about 8 o'clock tonight, I'd say.
Okay, Labour Party annual conference.
Yeah. So every year, all the political parties have a get-together of all the membership. We're expecting about 4,000 people in Galway for the weekend.
Is the number of people a reflection of the morale of the party?
Yeah, well, obviously it is, yeah. I mean, when parties are more successful, of course, they tend to attract more members. Or of course, when things are more controversial, you also get more membership, you know, because it's more interesting. We'll have about 4,000 delegates there for the weekend. A lot of motions discussed under a range of issues, some even critical of our own party. But we'll get a good, robust outing. I'm talking myself around lunchtime tomorrow. I might catch the end of the televised session.
You're talking?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you mentioned it yourself, I'm talking about the promissory notes and the deal that was worked out there last month with regard to the promissory notes. So
I expect most people will not be present at the promissory notes discussion because they will be bored out of their head.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Paul. That's a fair point.
Is that true, though?
No, I think people who will be there will be interested in politics. And I mean, one of the most significant things that's going to happen in Irish politics this year is the deal on the promissory notes. This is a very, very big thing. We're not certainly claiming it as a big victory, Paul, but that there was movement on the promissory notes is a big thing in the context of debt restructuring and the overall picture. So, I mean, most of the delegates there who would be in Galway would have some knowledge of what's happening nationally and will have some knowledge of the promissory notes. The average man in the street mightn't, but, you know, political people will be following these things carefully.
Would a delegate be allowed by the Labour Party? Would this be okay with the party if an ordinary delegate at the party brought along a smartphone and actually recorded what you said about promissory notes and put it up in the form of an audio boo?
Yep.
Would that be frowned on, or would that be...
No, there are public sessions, Paul, so I think there'd be no problem with that. I mean, RTE will be covering the morning session tomorrow. They would probably cover the entire session of it if there was a density of audience to listen. And that's the reason. It's not because there's anything terribly sensitive going to be said. It's the reason that the public media won't be covering it is perhaps that some of the issues will be of a technical nature that won't really attract the general audience. So, it'd be no problem recording.
Besides promissory notes, right, which is your personal, and not, you know, we've talked about promissory notes before here, but what are the other two or three issues that interest John Gilroy as a person? What are your other areas that you're looking forward to?
In the context of the conference? Or
generally? No, in the conference, just the conference.
Yeah, there's probably a good debate on education in the conference as well, Paul. Education is a core issue for the Labour Party. The Labour Party were the party that introduced free university education back in 1997 under Niamh Brannagh. Unfortunately, we've had to reintroduce some level of fees on that. There's going to be a very robust debate about it. There are cutbacks.
Is that code for a very robust debate? Almost fisticuffs?
Not quite. Verbal fisticuffs, if you like. There are cutbacks taking place in education, but there's no question about this. The last thing the Labour Party want to do is put back anything in education.
Like primary school support for... Yeah. for children with disabilities.
Yeah, there are some cutbacks to that, Paul. I mean,
I heard Rory Quinn being actually proving that he's capable of listening yesterday.
Well, Rory is a fairly innovative minister. Rory's frankness on these matters is absolutely refreshing. Rory's not trying to hide the difficulties and the pain being faced by ordinary people in the street. He's facing up to it. He said, and he came in for some criticism last week when he said that he wasn't sure if people fully understand the gravity of the economic situation that's facing us. And it's a fair point because, I mean, everyone can see how the effects of cutbacks or pay reductions are affecting themselves. And that's reasonable and fair that people feel annoyed about that. But really what we need to do is, if we're to get the country back on its feet, we need to take a macro view of this. And while we're not saying... Well, we are saying that this is very difficult. It is very difficult. It's necessary, unfortunately. Now, the Labour Party, the last thing the Labour Party would want to do is to have any cutbacks in education.
Okay, enough party political broadcast for the Labour Party. I want John Gilroy, right? Education is a big issue for you. You're interested in it. You clearly are. You're going to... What other issue coming up during the party conference interests you?
God, Paul, it's a great question. I mean, I have an interest in most things, and to try and single one or two out, I suppose I've been concentrating on the economics of the situation at the moment. I am the spokesperson on finance for the Labour Party.
Okay, so itself. Who do you want to hear speak other than yourself? Obviously, you want to hear yourself speak on it, but no, seriously, joking apart, who are you looking forward to?
I mean, look, the highlight of the conference is the party leader's speech tomorrow night at 8:30. And the party leader's speech really sets the tone of what government will be for the next 12 months. And that's what we're particularly keen to hear. All the ministers will be speaking, and there will probably be, between tonight and tomorrow, there'll probably be 50 speakers. And each speaker...
So who helps the party leader write his speech? Who's helped Eamon Gilmore craft his speech?
Can you reveal anything? I can't. I have no insight into that, but there is a policy team around the leader. Gilmore is a clever fellow himself.
They've been writing this speech since Christmas.
It's very important that it's right, Paul. There's no question. And not just what's in the speech, but the tone and the delivery of the speech. Very important. Because politics, a lot of politics, Paul, is about confidence, about letting people understand that we have a plan and that we know what we're doing. And if could you imagine if the leader came out tomorrow night and he was hesitant and hemming and hawing, and what kind of an impression would that make?
Look what happened to the guy who was trying to become president of Ireland. In a flash.
In 1 second. And that's all confidence, isn't it, Paul?
I think it is. Yeah.
I mean, Sean Gallagher was no better or no worse 5 minutes before that interview than he was 5 minutes afterwards, but his campaign was gone. So delivery is very important, content is very important, but delivery is, I won't say it's equally important, but it is important that it's done right. So the leader will have a lot of preparation done on this. There'll be a great deal of thought put into it. And he himself will write the most of it, there's no question about that. He'll sit down with his policy team, he'll come up with a speech, and it'll be delivered, and we're confident that he'll do a good job of that tomorrow night.
Now look, the conference is going on, it's what, just one day long?
It's starting this evening.
That's Friday evening,
all day Saturday,
yeah,
and Sunday morning.
Right.
So it'll be finished around 2 o'clock.
It's in Galway, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's obviously the Galway tent, is that right? It's under a tent, right?
It certainly is.
Tell us something about the Labour Party culture then in regard to this, because we know that there's a thing in Irish politics, for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, there is a very famous thing called the Galway Shawl. The Galway Shawl is a song, and I don't know if any of you guys can sing it. Very, very famous song. But it was subsequently turned into the Galway Tent.
Okay, the only connection we have with that is Galway itself. The Labour Party has absolutely no truck at all with the Galway Tent and that type of politics. That was revealed for what it was in the Mahon Tribunal, and we'll best not revisit that again today, Paul. The Labour Party has no association with that type of politics, and nor have I, and nor would we want to have. So we'll be in Galway. It's a great, great county. It's a great place. I mean, there's a big social element to the conference as well, Paul. It's not all business. I mean, it's very important that you socialise with people. For instance, the senators tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon, are hosting a reception for all the county councillors.
Senators are.
Yeah.
To thank them for having helped them get elected.
Well, there's that certainly, Paul. But I mean, it's part of politics. If we're to be serious about politics, there must be a bit of joined up thinking between local and national politics. And senators are in an ideal position to form that link. So we'll be hosting a reception tomorrow afternoon for maybe 150 councillors who'll be there, have a chat among them, see what issues on the ground, see what patterns of problems are across the country.
And is this a genuine event, or is it a stage managed thing where you just appear to be communicating?
Well,
I mean, or is it genuine communication with local politicians?
No, Paul, I'll tell you, if you knew councillors, not just Labour Party councillors of all parties, they're at the cutting edge of local politics. They really have their fingers on the pulse. And while you might be able to stage manage some events, you can't stage manage anything with the councillors, because they're so, I don't know what the word is, but they're so
grounded.
Grounded is a good word, yeah. They're so aware of the local issues, Paul, that you know you're not going to be, nor would you want to be cutting people. Like, the councillors are the most salt of the earth people we have. So there's no question about that. It's going to be useful. It'll take an hour and a half. It'll be very informal. There'll be a glass of wine involved, maybe finger food as well.
Will there be a speech by somebody at it?
I don't think so. Maybe an introduction by Ivana. Ivana Bacic is the leader of the Senate group, and she'll probably surely give a...
Ivana Bacic, yeah, will be there.
Sure, yeah, she's the leader of the Labour Party Senate group.
She's also one of the main campaigners in favour of the 50-50.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's not new to this ball. Ivana has been campaigning on the issue of gender equality
Will there be a session at the Labour Party conference to do with gender equality in any form at all?
Almost certainly, Paul. I can't tell you when that will be, and it almost certainly there is. I don't know, there's about 150 motions for discussion tomorrow and the next day in the conference. I can't say for 100% certainly that 50-50 will go up, but I'm certain that it will be discussed, yeah.
John Gilroy, we'll have to stop in a second. You can have the last word.
Well, thanks, Paul. It's always a dangerous thing to give a politician the last word, because you don't know where that will stop. But look, Paul, I'll be heading off now within the next hour, and watch out for me maybe around 5 to 1 tomorrow, unless, of course, things run over. I'm right up on the edge of the television scheduling, so if there's any delay at all, I won't be televised tomorrow. But if things go smoothly, and why wouldn't they with the Labour Party, I might catch the end of the televised session tomorrow afternoon.
John Gilroy,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.